17 minutes past 12 o'clock now, and according to the Sunday Times this weekend, the Hawks are investigating new fraud and money laundering allegations against the former Steinhoff chief executive Marcus Uster. The paper reports that police are targeting his bank records of his horse racing company, Mayfair Spectaculars, between the year 2000 and 2009. Now, last week, the former CEO was fined 122 million rand for insider trading. Steinhoff was not only a corporate disaster, but also government pensions through the Public Investment Corporation also lost billions of rand. These are, of course, the pensions of our nurses, teachers, police officers, people within the public sector. Now, the Sunday Times reports that there's now an extended investigation into Uster's role in what is euphemistically called an accounting scandal. Colonel Katlego Mogale is the Hawks spokesperson. She joins us now. Colonel, is there a further investigation into Marcus Uster?
This is an ongoing investigation, Lester. There is, yes, an avenue that we are following up on with regards to the bank statement.
What would that then entail? What are you actually looking into, the broader Steinhoff scandal or anything particularly isolated to Marcus Uster?
It's a continuation of the investigation we already have. We are just following up on some other avenues that are emanating from the Steinhoff investigation.
Of course, accounting is, particularly forensic accounting, is a time-consuming activity, but it has been several years. It has been several years since the Steinhoff issue has come on, I think from 2016, 2017. Why has it taken 3, maybe going even into 4 years for this investigation to be finalized and hopefully bringing someone to a court dock in the near future?
As you've already said, a forensic investigation is very time consuming, and the multidisciplinary team that is handling the investigation wants to ensure that it comes before court and it does not have a situation where we have withdrawals and such.
Colonel Katlego Mogale, the Hawks spokesperson, giving us a few moments of her time. But joining me now is Michael Marchant. He's a researcher at the Corruption Accountability Project, Open Secrets. Seeing some of the opinion pieces from Open Secrets, Michael, you believe Marcus Uster still has a criminal case to answer for?
Afternoon, Lester, and afternoon to the listeners. We definitely do think so, and we think that he likely faces criminal charges potentially on a range of issues. And so what it sounds like is it sounds like the Hawks are looking into a criminal issue that is likely linked to fraud and money laundering, which is likely quite a complicated case. But we should also remember that Uster may also face criminal charges linked to the insider trading that he was fined for last week, because that also potentially carries criminal charges.
Yeah, many people saw that 122 million rand fine for inside trading as a slap on the wrist, but it is a statutory offence. He could still be held criminally liable for that.
Absolutely. And so what Marcus Uster faces now is really pressure from all sides, because he has ongoing civil cases against investors from Steinhoff who have sued him for their losses. Those amount to the hundreds of millions in additional to that fine. And then, as you say, he potentially faces criminal charges on the insider trading. And I think the Hawks are correct that they do need to be cautious in constructing a watertight case on the more complex charges of fraud and money laundering. And as we know, that capacity within the state has been eroded over time. And so it's certainly encouraging to see them taking on this kind of case, because this kind of corporate fraud has been flying under the radar. It really is important.
And I appreciate the pressure that is on the Hawks, especially people on a particular side of the political spectrum asking questions, why only targeting at the moment of COVID corruption, state fraud and corruption happening in the public sector, where in many arguments, and some of this does hold water, has credibility of a a far longer path to walk when it comes to prosecuting of private corporations and their alleged nefarious activities.
Absolutely, Lester, I agree. I mean, I think that what we should always return to is this kind of whataboutism that comes from various political camps is really seeks to distract. And so this notion of like, well, we should let some people get away with crimes because other people have is clearly not a good argument. But at the same time, that is why it's so politically important for the MPA and the Hawks and other law enforcement to pursue everyone across the board without fear or favor. And particularly when you have egregious cases like this, where you've had pensioners and other investors losing billions of rand, and really the financial and other harm is huge, that it's really important that those cases get pursued. And so, I mean, I think it's a really welcome announcement, and hopefully we see more from law enforcement in the coming months.
Michael Marchant is a researcher at Corruption Accountability Project, Open Secrets. Thanks so much for joining us on the Midday Report. A message here from B on the WhatsApp line. Lester, hundreds of thousands of us pensioners are starving because Steinhoff was stealing our money. That is a message from B on the WhatsApp line. Keep your comments coming in on the stories we are covering this afternoon. 021-446-0567 is the number to dial if you want to call in, or you can drop me a WhatsApp or a voice note, 072-567-1567.